do you see such a svara? Rabbi Yishmael, Rabbi Kiva, where do we see they say such a svara? Tatani will learn. Hareshoya noisin boy elev zuz. Somebody was carrying 1,000 zuz. For lovash it hush hareshoya noisin boy elev zuz. Like you lent him $1,000. For lovash it's the law vas meyamona, and he's wearing now a very expensive clothing. Mashita noisin menu. So and he doesn't have any money to pay you back. So you want to take away now his suit. So it's the only suit he has. So you have a right to take off the suit. Or mavish noisin it's the law haruya law. And the guy doesn't have a penny to his name to pay me back, and he's wearing here a $1,000 suit. So you have a right to take off the suit off him and give him back a $55 suit, and may you keep the suit from Ashkin. That's what Tanakhama says. For Tana, but we learned though, Mishum Rabbi Shmuel, for Tana we was learned Mishum Rabbi Kiva, no, you can't do that. Because Kol Yisrael Ruyim Liyasi Yitzhala, every single Jew is fit to use this expensive suit. Every single Jew is considered B'nai Malachim, they have the right to wear the most expensive suit there is. Sakoponim, you can't tell him that you're not allowed to sell everything. You have to leave over what he needs, because if you have to leave over what he needs, there's nothing that he doesn't need. Everything he has, he needs. Tzumor says, well, so says that that's the proof that according to Shem Gamliel, you're allowed to sell everything. See if everything comes out good. Now the Gemara says, but the Mikara. But what was the Havmina? How did we think before? The Yoyev Lei Maide Chozilei. You have to leave over what's fitting for the Loivom. Or Mizavnina Maide Lei Chozilei. You only have a right to sell things that's not fitting for him. So Bish Lei Makar Uksos Chozilei. Bish Lei Ma Pillows is fitting for him. The Bene Bene Ela Machrisha Lemai Chazi. But what is he going to do with a plow? What does he need a plow at night for? Like, maybe the pillows mean sell this one and get him back a cheaper one, and the price in between you can keep. Like, how could you sell the machrisha? He needs it. Sumar says, "Oh, my Rabba Bar Rabba, machrisha the kaspa." Maybe we're talking about he had a very expensive plow made out of silver. So then the pshat is, we would have a right to sell this silver plow, and we'll buy it back, a cheap copper one. That was the Havamina. But then, Echnami, maybe you always have to leave over something that's fitting for him. That was only the Havamina. But the Maskana, no, according to Shimon Gamliel, every single thing is fitting for him, so the halacha is, you don't have to leave over anything. So Malva has a right to sell everything. He has to wait 30 days, and then he has a right to sell it. Mas give Lord Rav Chana. Chana is the question. Mas give Lord Rav Chago. Let him say to him,
in other words, let the malva say to the loiva, or like Ramis, are you upon me? Do I have to feed you? Or Malay Abaya said back, Ibra, yes. Or lay karami, the loiva falls upon the malva. Because the pasuk says, Uluchot hi tzedakah. For you, there'll be a tzedakah.
Rashi yehi loy tzedakah. Shakosu matul olov, lasas loy tzedakah, la'ala lafonav. That the pasuk tells the malva to do tzedakah. Shinemar Pasuk says, Uluchot hi tzedakah. Like for you the malvit, it's tzedakah by you giving it back the mashkin. E. Boyle, you have a question like this. Mashi is sadru b'balchoyv. Could we make a siddur b'balchoyv like somebody owes money? Could we make a siddur to know exactly how much we could take away and how much not? Mi goma micha micha mirchen. Do you learn the Pasuk, mich rashas gabeleiva malvit siv v'chiyoma kachicha? Or mat the other becomes poor? And gabi yerchen also ksiv v'yemochu mirchecha. The question is, can we learn out these two pashas together, the pasha of Erchin and the pasha of Balchoyf? All right, turn over. So that's the question, do we learn out from Erchin or not, Eloi? Toshima coming here. Tesholach Rovin v'yigrite. He sent a letter like this. Dov, is there this question? Shalti l'chol rabbo, l'chol rabbo. I asked all my rabbis this question. They didn't answer me. This was the question. Hoy maharei olai. Mona lebedek abayis. Somebody says I have a chiva for myself. To give a mona to the bedek abayis. Ma shi sadru. And then later we see he doesn't have money to pay up. So in such a case we make a sidur or not. Rashi says, harei olai mona lebedek abayis. Vehistig yad. Vehistig yad like siv. Ela biyerchin. Avasharek deshis ein nidunim beasagas yad. O ma shi eshloi goivin emenu. Here it doesn't say you have to sell what he has. Here only the money he has you have a right to collect from now. and the money he does not have, he has to wait and collect it later on. So Marashi Sadla, what she says, Kishaboy Lamashkunoy, when you want to take a mashkin away from this person to pay up to the Bedek Abayis, you have to be careful what to take away or not. You have to make a studio or not. So Reb Yaakov Mishmei, the Bar Podo, for Reb Yirmiyo, Mishmei Diyil for Amri, they both say, Kal V'choyma, Mi Bal Choyv, it's Kal Choyv from a Bal Choyv, from regular loan. Uma Bal Choyv, Shemachzirin, Madach Baya Bal Choyv, Shemachzirin, Rashi says, Shemalva Mitzuva Lohoshev Layasovit, the Malva has to return back the Mashkin to the Loiva. Ain't Misadrin, we don't make a Sedra, Rashi Lohoshev Layasovit, you don't have to leave over anything. Ain't misadrin, but you're allowed to sell everything. If so, hegdish shein machzirin. The hegdish is no such pasha. A gizbar takes away a mashkin, he has to return it at night. There's no such a luck like that. If so, ain't a din shein misadrin. Isn't there a clear luck then shein misadrin? That means when you come to sell his metalim, you don't have to leave over anything for him. You'd be allowed to sell everything. Ain't misadrin, you don't have to worry about leaving all the things for him. But no, since he owes money to the Bedek Abayis now, you'd be allowed to sell it. So that's what they say. That Avada here will be a case of ain't misadrin, he'll have to sell everything he has. For Rabbi Yechonin, Norma Yechonin says, Neder Biechoko Ksiv, says in the Postik, Neder Biechoko. Rashi Kiyafli Neder Biechoko Nefoshois, Hekesh Nidorim Liyechon. We learn out from here the Pasha of Nidorim to Pasha of Erechon. Ma erchin, just like by erchin, misadrin is af hegdish misadrin. The same law apply by hegdish also. We're also misadrin. That's what he says. I says that ma, just like by erchin and the pasha of misadrin is like neder and hegdish, the same thing. There's also pasha of misadrin that you can't sell everything. You for sure have to leave over certain things by him. Viduch hahul and nidu and bechvoid yudiyasa. That's only to learn out bechvoidu. Rashi says hegdish neder liyerchin lohochi osa. This is what it comes for. Shimo ma dimei levi, oi roishi, the money of my heart, or the money of my head, oi kvedi olai, I covered my liver. Noisin dimei kulei, these things that you need to live on, so you have to pay the value of the whole person. Av lemo moral lever, but he says upon a neighbor, shein ha neshama tluyabo, the neshama is not telling this, dimei olai, like the worth of my foot. Shama noisai kevet, then we value how much he's worth, like an evid, that's sold in the shuk. Kamahu shove biyad, the kamu shove b'layad. How much is the evid worth with the arm, with the foot? How much is it worth without the foot? Then you have to pay only how much that one evid it was worth. So, l'ho mil sitzruch l'nigma nedem erkechon, gabi erkechon, tziv, erkechon afoshres. That means the momo, erkechon evachon ashamat liyaboy, all I know is in the mekulay. There the erkechon, the chiddush is of you, say, I want to pay how much my heart is worth. Since the person needs the heart to live on, so you have to pay the mekula, you have to pay. If so, v'yomama erchi yod yolai, l'yoma klum, shein erich kosev el nefesh. If he only says something, how much his yad is worth, that's not called erchin, that's not called a nefesh. So kids, so that's the only thing where we have this hekesh yichur. Alright, we'll stop here. Then you want to know.
Yeah, we're holding up kufi yudalat. Again, we're a little on top again. Second line, Yiboylu, have a question like this. Maashi Yisadru B'Bal Choyv. By Bal Choyv, we owe somebody money and you're not paying him up, when he like goes and takes away your mashkin from you, does he have to be misad? That means leave over things that you need. The question is, Migoma Micha Micha Mi'erchen Aloy? Do we learn it out from the parasha of Erchen that we had before? We are misadrin. We can't take away everything. So do we say the same story by Bal Choyv or not? So more says Toshima. Tesholach Rovin V'Yigritei. That when he sent the letter, that Dov is there, shout to the Rabbi Sai. Yes, that's a question to Mar Rabbi Sai. Vloyomuli Dov, they didn't answer me about this. Baram, but you should know, Kachoy Sashaylo. This is the question that I did hear about. That Hoy, Marre Yalai Mona Lebedek Abayas. Somebody says, I have a Chiyuv to bring a Mona Lebedek Abayas. Mao Shi Yisadru. So when Bezin like wants to go and collect that money, when Bezin takes away a Mashkin, so they have to leave over what he needs or not. Are they Mesadde for him or not? So, do we learn out Nidre Hegdish from the Parsha of Erechin or not? So, Rabbi Yaakov Mishmei de Bar Podo, Rabbi Yirmiyah Mishmei de Ilfa Omar, Kal V'Choyma, they have a sort of Kal V'Choyma. Mi Bal Choyf, I should learn out the loch of Nidorim, of Nidre Hegdish, a Kal V'Choyma from a Bal Choyf. So what? Ma Bal Choyf Shema Zirin.
Ein misadrin madach by a balchayv. Like kol zaman, you have the mashkin by daytime, you have to give it back at nighttime. Still, when it comes the time to sell it, it's ein misadrin. You don't have to leave over anything. You don't have to leave him over anything after the 30 days when you have a right to sell it. Like it says in the Mishnah Kodesh Shem Gamliel, if so, that's halacha by a balchayv. If so, hegdish. Like our case here, somebody was menadiv to give money to hegdish. Shein machzirin. And the halacha is when hegdish takes away a mashkin, they do not have to return it. It's only a malva has to return the mashkin by nighttime, but not the balchayv. Is ainur din? Isn't it shein misadrin? Isn't it svar for sure that a hegdish, when you go and take away his money, you don't have to be misadrin. You don't have to leave him over anything. So chutzakal v'chaymis, what says here, you don't have to be misadrin. But I call upon him, you see the svar that by a balchayv, the halacha is ain misadrin. Rabbi Yechon says no. Neder be erkecho ksiv. That it says by erkin a lashon of neder. If so, ma erkin misadrin. Just like by the parsha of erkin, when somebody says erki olai, it's like saying, you know, how much I'm worth. That's how much I'm being menadiv to hegdish. So when you say such a lashon like that, erki olai, the lacher is misadrin. That when we go and take away from you a mashkin, we make sure to leave over things that you still have to live on. Is he holds af hegdish misadrin? The same halacha applies to hegdish also. Since the pasuk says neder birkecho, like nidre hegdish also. If you menadiv yourself to give money to hegdish, so you should know when Bezdin goes and takes away from you the mashkin, they have to make sure to leave over things you need. So this is the machlokes by nidre hegdish. Yeah. V'iduch, what does the other man Yama do? What does, like Rabbi Yirmiyah, that they made a kal v'chayim to say that Baal Chayiv doesn't have to, so for sure Hegdish doesn't have to. So what do they do with the word Nedeh B'yerkecho? V'iduch, who l'nidon v'chvoy l'yudi yosa. Nedeh B'yerkecho just comes to teach us that it's nidon v'chvoy doi. So Rashi says, like we said yesterday, Hekish, Nedeh L'erchin l'hochi yosi, Shemom ad-dimei, libi, oyroishi, oykvedi, olai, noisin d'mei kulay. And somebody says, I want to be menadev hegdish, the value of my heart, or the value of my liver, since you need that to live on, otherwise you can't live, so therefore, you mean to be menadev all of you, to make kulay. That's the halacha of nedev erkecho. But not to make a hekesh, shehilchas nidra hegdish, dukas erkin, but just for this, lefi kvaydai. Af hegdish also nidim kvaydai, that somebody is magdish, how much he's worth, to hegdish, so to bedigabayis. You have to know that you have to go once you're menadev, how much your heart, how much your liver is worth, that's something you can't live without, so you mean to menadev exactly all that you're worth. So that's how much money you have to give to Hegdish. Yeah. Rashi says again, that even nidon lefi kvaydoi, that means shin, she'im, ha'nishama tluyaboy, nice in the mekulay, but sometimes nishama is tullyin, you have to pay back the mekulay. Now the Gemara says, the Yisadru b'bal choyv kabel chayv me'yerchin. Like what do you say so for sure before? That b'bal choyv, when you go to sell, take away his mashkin. You can take away everything. Why not? You should have to be misad and leave all the things for him. And we throw it out of kabel chayv from parsha erchin. Or ma erchin is shein machzirin. And erchin, when Bezdin go down to take away a mashkin, there's no mitzvah, Hegdish has to give it back, the mashkin. Still misadrin, when Bezdin goes to sell it. He only have a right to sell things, but he has to leave over what he needs. Is Baal Chayv, Shemachzirin, Einoy Din Shemesadrin, Al Baal Chayv, isn't the same Alokhar also, Shemachzirin, where that by a Baal Chayv, the Alokhar is, when you take a mashkin, you have to return it by night or by day. Is Einoy Din, isn't it for sure, Shemesadrin, that you have to make a Shemesadrin? That for sure, when you go to sell it, you have to leave over things for him. Where it says, Omak, where the Pasuk says, V'yemochu me'yerkecho. Pasuk says, becomes poor. So we dash in, Hu v'loy balchayv. This parasha of Mesadrin only applies by Erchin, and does not apply by a balchayv. By balchayv, there's no loch of Mesadrin. That once you go to sell his things, you have right to sell everything in order to be able to pay back the chayv that he owes you. That's loshin of V'yemochu me'yerkecho, the extra word Hu v'loy balchayv. If Yiduch, what does the other man Yama do? That he says by a balchayv also it's misadrin. Hi, ad sheyehei b'machusay mitchilostav yatsoyfi. It only means if he was poor from the beginning until the end. That's what the Lashon means. Imochu meyerkecha. If he was poor from the beginning when he first made the ned erchon alai, and until now, then we say he doesn't have to pay more than he could afford. Now the Gemara says the yachziru behegdish kal v'chaymim v'machayv. If so, by hegdish there should be such halacha. that when Hegdish takes away a mashkin from the person who's machayev to give money, if they took away his pillow, they should have to give it back to him at night. And it should be a kavu chayma from a bal chayv. Uma bal chayv. Shein misadrin, machzirin, mazuch bal chayv. That's not misadrin. When you sell, you can sell everything. Still, machzirin, when you have the mashkin, before the 30 days before you sell it, you have to make sure to give it back to him at night. If so, Hegdish, she misadrin. Ain't a din shemachzirin. Hegdish, that's misadrin. Isn't a din? Isn't it svara shemachzirin? Well, that's a kav chayma. Hegdish shemisadrin. Hegdish telling me now you can't sell everything. You have to leave him over what he needs. So isn't it a din? If you took away the mashkin, that for sure should be a loch of machzirin. Samar says on makro. The pasuk says. That he sleeps with his clothing and he has to give him a bracha. So where is there a parsha of this halacha of a mashkin that if you take it by day you have to give it back at night, or if not give it back by day? That's only by a malva where you lent him money, now you take a mashkin, you have to give it back to make sure he can sleep with it. And the prophet says if you let him sleep with it, you'll get a bracha. So it only applies to a malva, to a person that deserves a bracha. Yotza hegdish shein sarach bracha. Hegdish doesn't need a bracha. Hegdish is like the nichsei of Hashem. You don't give a bracha to Hegdish. So therefore, in this parsha of giving back or being machzer a mashkin, it's only by a malva, by a regular person, that he needs a bracha. Mashenkin, by Hegdish, that does not need a bracha, you do not have this halacha of machzirin. For the Gemara of Eloi, the pasuk says, v'yachalta v'savote v'rachta. The mashkin does not give a bracha back to Hashem. After you eat his food, you have to thank Hashem and bless Hashem. So mashkin, there is a parsha giving a bracha back to Hashem. Most is true, but Elu Amakor Pesach is like this. Oluchot Tiyat Tzedakah. It says that by giving back the mashkin at night to the loyvet, let him sleep with his pillow, it's called you're going to get tzedakah from it. Says with Darshan, Mishat Tzorach Tzedakah. A regular person needs this mitzvah of tzedakah. But Yotza Hegdish, Mashenkin and Nichsa Hegdish, Shein Tzorach Tzedakah. For them there's no parsha of tzedakah on Nichsa Hegdish. So therefore this halach of Machzirin does not apply to Nichsa Hegdish. Zmar says, Ashkenche Rabba Baravua Leliyo. Just sound, Rabba Baravua met Leliyo.